Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Caller Scott, yeah, in Traveler's Rest. Let's put Scott on.
Hey, Tara.
Hey, what do you think?
Well, I talk to people all day long about this as I'm going about my business, men and women both, and very few people believe woozy, boozy Ford. And I think it's not going to get any better for the Republicans in this situation. I say go ahead and vote and let the chips fall where they may. It's just going to get worse, and letting the Democrats play this out.
Yeah, and again, all of this comes down to four Republican votes, maybe a few more, but definitely four Republican votes. Because they got to keep these guys happy. They got to give them cover not to do this. And when you look at somebody like Jeff Flake, I mean, Jeff Flake is done electorally. People in his district will not reelect him. That's why he has to quit. So he's looking at making his money now from, you know, a plum gig on one of the liberal networks. Nobody wants to hear from him on Fox. And so, you know, if you're really going to raise your stock and if you vote against the Supreme Court nominee. So we're literally dealing with dynamite here, and the Republicans have to keep everybody happy. And this is what gives the Democrats tremendous power. And kudos to the Democrats for reading this script and figuring this out. Because, yeah. Wow.
I don't know if we're going to save this country or not. I mean, it's now or never. It's the moment of truth has arrived, you know.
Think about this, too, Scott. If by the midterms we've thrown our hands up on Kavanaugh and given up, when this should be a pretty easy fight, how enthusiastic are you going to be about going to the polls?
Well, for me, I'm a trooper. I'm going to do what I have to do to the end until you can do no more. But you're right. Many people are going to get discouraged and say, what is the point?
So. As you just put it a few seconds ago, you said, are we going to lose this country? I mean, come on, this is ridiculous. If we can't defeat that, how can we save the country? And you nailed it there. That's what people will be thinking.
I can't understand this comes down to right versus wrong, morality versus immorality. I mean, we're talking about people who think that it's a value to poke holes in the backs of little babies' heads, and that this is right, and a right that needs to be defended above all else. I mean, this is outrage. We are really, really, really sinking in this country. I'm convinced that we are that biblical Babylon the Great, the one that turns on its Christian heritage and becomes this hideous Antichrist monster at the end of world history. I'm afraid we are.
Well, you know what, Scott, I hope and pray every day that you are wrong. But, okay, and thank you for your phone call. You heard the passion Scott just had, right? You heard that? Okay, well, they're just as passionate for what they believe. The number one thing is their right to an abortion, right? Now, let's think about this for a minute. Let's suppose that Hillary had won. Okay, we've got Scalia has died. The control of the court for a generation hangs in the balance. Think of all the things that the left has been able to ram through with this court that had no electoral approval. They have been legislating from the bench for a long time. And this is the first time we have a chance to get back to something like a constructionist view. I think that Kavanaugh will be with us 80% of the time. I'm not going to be happy with him the other 20%. Some of the stuff he's done kind of scares me a little, given his loyalty to the Bush crowd. Those people freak me out. Another thing about Kavanaugh I don't like is that he is deeply his net worth. I mean, he's had gambling debt. He throws money around on his lifestyle. This is a guy who, you know, when you look at his net worth, just go look at it. Gone deeply into debt to maintain a certain lifestyle that is not supported by what he makes. He cares a lot about what people think, and I'm afraid he's going to be able to be more easily influenced by the open borders crowd and the people at the All the Right Wine and Cheese parties. That said, I think he'll be with us 80% of the time. That's the best we're going to get right now when we got 51 votes in the Senate. That's the voters' fault. So having said that, think about this for a minute. It could be ever so much worse if Hillary had won, right? And we've got the Scalia seat open. We got all that, right? She's remaking the court. She's already got one justice. She needs just one more. and for a generation will be ruled by the court. Now think what that means. Second Amendment rights, gone. They're gone. The Second Amendment will be destroyed by the court. First Amendment rights. We've now got over 50% of the millennial generation saying, you know, I could go along with a little free speech suppression. They would begin to eat away at the First Amendment. You would begin to see things upheld, like business owners can lose their business licenses if they don't use the correct gender pronoun, forced speech by teachers, forced speech by business owners, forced to bake the cake. I mean, you can see where this will go real fast. We're going to lose our First Amendment rights, right? Now, suppose you could stop it. You could stop. All you've got to do is make up something about one of the justices that they're about to confirm. You got to make up a little story about what might have happened in high school. You don't even have to say something crazy like he raped me. You only have to say, well, you know, it was a little gropey. That was a little too gropey for my comfort level. When did it happen? I don't know. Where did it happen? I can't give you an address. How old were you? 15, maybe. I don't know the year. Then how do you know you were 15? I mean, you don't have to go too far, right? And you can save the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. There ain't much left of the Fourth Amendment, I gotta tell you that. That's pretty much null and void. I mean, our founding fathers would be running a second revolution right now, given what has happened to this president. What would you do? How far would you go to keep your kids free? Well, that's how they think. They think freedom is abortion. They don't think the First Amendment is freedom. They certainly don't think the Second Amendment's freedom. They don't care about the Fourth Amendment. They'd love to kick your doors in. That's their version of freedom. That's what freedom looks like to them. So think what you would do. Would you go as far as Ms. Ford has? Would you lie a little to save the Republic? Would you fudge a little to save the Republic? What would you do? And put yourself in their shoes and you can see exactly what's going on here. And I'm not, by the way, I'm asking you that question. I'm not telling you. I'm not saying I would do this. I'm not saying you would do this. But how far would you go? Especially if you really understood what the stakes were. They're about to lose control of the only way they have to implement their increasingly radical agenda.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.